This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine says its air defense system shot down two Russian cruise missiles targeting the Odessa region on Tuesday. The Associated Press reports that Sergei Brachek, the spokesman for the Odessa Regional Military Administration, thanked the country's air defense forces for striking down two enemy cruise missiles. There was no independent confirmation. It was not clear if any missiles hit their targets. Reports of overnight shelling came from other Ukrainian regions as well, with five people wounded in the Kharkiv region. Meanwhile, Ukraine continues pleading with the West to send more and better artillery to combat Russian forces in the Donbas region. Speaking to Danish journalists online, in an interview with VOA's Flashpoint program, University of Washington political and international affairs professor Jason Davidson explains the importance of artillery at this stage of the war in Ukraine.
Well, it's incredibly important at this moment. It hasn't been and wasn't in the early stages of the war, but at this moment, what we are really seeing is primarily an artillery war, particularly from the perspective of Ukraine, what Ukraine can do both to hold the territory that it currently has and try to regain some of the territory that it doesn't control is mostly artillery as a means to counter the Russians. Now, the Russians have the additional advantage of air power, but from Ukraine's perspective, it's overwhelmingly artillery. And part of that is because the Russians have gotten smarter about staying back from close combat, one of the mistakes that they were making earlier on. But of course, as I think has been pretty widely established at this point, the Russians have about a 10-to-1 advantage in terms of both artillery systems and then rounds of artillery in the
This is VOA News. Allies of imprisoned Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny say the Kremlin critic has been moved from the prison where he's been serving his time. His attorneys were told he's been transferred to a maximum security facility, but in Russia, prison transfers take days, if not weeks, and are shrouded in secrecy, prompting concerns about Navalny's safety. Navalny was arrested in January of 2021 upon returning from Germany, where he'd been recuperating from nerve agent poisoning, and handed a 2.5-year sentence for a parole violation. It's strongly suspected agents of the Kremlin carried out that poisoning, though they've always denied it. In March, Navalny was sentenced to 9 years in a maximum security prison. The transfer was expected to happen after he lost the appeal contesting his sentence. Another U.S. Labor Department report released Tuesday is underscoring inflation's ongoing threat to the U.S. economy. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Producer Price Index, which measures inflation before it gets to consumers, surged 10.8% in May from a year earlier. Energy prices alone rose 5% from April to May. The government reported last week inflation hit a new 40-year high last month. The figures suggest rising prices will keep hammering Americans. It's a major political headache for the White House, where Biden spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the president's doing all he can to tame prices.
This is something that is on top of mind.
The Federal Reserve has started hiking interest rates in hopes of cooling price increases, and tomorrow is expected to announce the biggest boost in its short-term rate in 28 years. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Officials in the western U.S. state of Wyoming say they have been forced to evacuate several areas in the popular Yellowstone National Park after torrential rain combined with rapidly melting snowpack caused a deluge of flooding. Electricity was cut, and Yellowstone officials were forced to close all entrances indefinitely, just as the summer tourist season was beginning. Monday evening, tourists watched as rushing waters undercut a riverbank, causing a house to fall into the Yellowstone River and float away almost intact. Inside Yellowstone National Park, officials said they were assessing damage from the storms. Washed away bridges caused mudslides and left small cities isolated, forcing evacuations by boat and helicopter. It's unclear how many visitors are stranded or have been forced to leave the park and how many residents outside the park have been rescued and evacuated. Repeating the hour's top news story, Ukraine has said that its air defense system shot down two Russian cruise missiles targeting the southern Odessa region. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News. We'll be right back.